I was telling you about that. I spent almost a half year about thinking about if I should wear the hijab or not. And like I told you, the more that I was reading, the easier it was for me. And then I was thinking about that my family wouldn't be happy about it. But at the same time, my family, they also told me that I should always do what I felt was comfortable and wear whatever I was feeling was comfortable. And many people says that, believes that freedom is about be able to almost take the clothes off as much as possible. I don't believe in that. I don't believe that's freedom. I said to myself, okay, I am thinking so much about doing this. The only way I find out if it's gonna feel right for me is to do it. Just go ahead and do it. And so I did, and it was just what I felt about doing that was I got more self-respect, and that's what I think that women today who's coming up, unfortunately, some are forced to it. We can't deny that, but many of us, we do it because we really want to and because we feel powerful about doing it, and we want to have respect for ourselves, and we want other people to show us respect by doing this. We want people to like us for our personality and our intelligence, not about our body and not about our hair. It's not about looks, this is. When I decided to come to America, it was a dream that I have always wanted to come out travel. I've been doing a lot of different stuff back home, and now it was time for me to come travel. So I left my family and everything back in Denmark, and I came here, and I did not know anybody in this area. But as soon as you meet some Muslim people, then we are like brothers and sisters, all of us. And I was introduced to the mosque that I have found, and I have met like the most wonderful people in this area. And every time I meet good Muslims who are devoted to Allah, that inspires me. Islam has made me I feel like it has made me a better person, because I get inspired and I want to be a better person myself. Islam is all about beautiful stuff like respecting your family, respect people. You have to respect even Christian and Jews, and even non-believers. Allah has created them, and you have to respect them. Beside of that, you have to give charity to poor people. That's how we're gonna make the society good, that all of us can survive in the society. About praying, to be devoted to Allah, to bow down and pray for someone that you can't even see, that's some of the most beautiful you can do. And after reading about the prophets in Islam, you find out there are so many good people, and especially when you read about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I just feel so happy, because this man is the kindest man. He is treating women very, very good. He is treating animals good, and that's the example, that's the role model that all of us is trying to We're trying to achieve the same, even though we can't do it perfectly. But that it's all about being a good human, and that's the beautiful about the religion. I felt an inner peace after I found Islam because I believe in something higher than myself. I don't need to worry about a lot of stuff because I know that I will get it. I will get what I deserve sooner or later when the time is right. And everything good which happened for me, that comes from Allah. And everything bad, it actually comes from myself, and that's a new thing. Instead of, I was just thinking that it was everybody else's fault if something bad happened, and it was my fault if something positive happened, and that's not what I believe in anymore. So, I think for Islam that it is important that we as Muslims, we can go out in the society, we can be a part of the society that is also a part of Islam, to be a part of the society that you live in. And we need to go out and show people who we truly are, so people won't fear Islam that much as they are doing, because they are fearing something that they don't know about. So if we keep staying behind our own doors, then they will never find out what kind of people we are. And my advice to other people is always that before you say something, before you say something bad, especially about Islam, start reading about it. It's not always easy to get the correct information, because there are a lot of people who actually believe they know the right thing, and they are good, and they know the truth, but they, you have to be careful about who you go to get information. Some people, they, like I said, they can inspire me so much, because when they talk, it's logical and it's beautiful. And some people, they can scare me. They can scare me a lot. I have been talking to people where they were telling me that women in Islam did not have any rights, and especially women in marriage did not have any rights. When you then read and talk to other people who's having more knowledge, then you find out that that's not true at all. And so you need to go out and find the right information, and then you find out how much power all of us really have. That's the most important thing about all of this, that we have all the information that we need. We can get books, we can use the internet, but at least seek information. I need to do that myself every day. There's still a lot of things that I don't know about religion, not only Islam, but I am reading and I'm comparing and I'm seeing differences and similarities from Christianity and Islam and other religions.